What's up, men? Alright guys, today's video is gonna be titled I blew off a Ukrainian hottie because I thought she was a plant at an American pub. So as you guys know, every night here in Lviv, which rhymes with Tel Aviv, because eventually 6 million Jews are gonna come live here, thanks to a man on the inside on MGTOW TV for coming up with that. I go out every night, just walking around Old Town Riga, going to a couple of pubs. In fact, I'm actually on the way to a coffee place, kinda late at night, but I have some work to do on, not on MGTOW TV, but on the experimental website for the future of MGTOW TV. So I have like half an hour worth of work. Lviv guys are so cheap. You know, I've been to like two pubs and a cafe and I paid less than $5 American thus far. You know, back in small town USA, going to the Beta Mill pub or the Beta Mill cafe cost me $5 by itself. Here, I've been to two pubs and I'm on the way to a cafe, well under $5 American. So, anyways, going back to the point of this video, I blew off a Ukrainian hottie. So, I went to this American pub. It's not run by Americans, it's an American-style pub. They got the American flag up there, so if that means anything. So anyways, I walk into this pub, just the way I am, minus a backpack, because, you know, I got the laptop in here. But, so I just walk in the way I am, guys, minus a backpack, and this brunette Ukrainian hottie, you know, she's sitting at the corner of the pub, you know, as you walk in, and she's like, "Oh my God, you're handsome. Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got a girlfriend back in Colombia." You know, because I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch to all of a sudden pull up on me like that? It's like, bitch, I didn't even take off my freaking gloves yet and you're already like asking me shit. And I'm like, what do you do? And she's like, "I work here." And that's when my brain said, okay, this bitch definitely is the house plant. Because in Romania, for example, it's common in the touristic areas for them to have a house plant there hitting on the foreign dudes so they can, you know, buy more alcohol, okay? That's very common in Romania among the tourist areas. Now, after I told her I have a girlfriend in Colombia, I spoke to her, you know, she spoke to me for a minute longer and they had loud music playing. So when she was talking to me, her face was like right, her cheeks were right next to my cheeks. And I'm like, this is unusual, dudes. I mean, like 10 seconds ago, I didn't even know who this bitch was. And now her cheeks are rubbing up against my cheeks. She's telling me I'm handsome and asking me if I'm married and I got a girlfriend and all that shit. So I was disgusted because I was like, damn, these guys think I'm that dumb. They think that they're going to give me a plant like that from like the first 2.5 seconds of walking into a pub and, you know, fool me like that. Hail to the no. First of all, guys, Lviv is not much of a tourist town. You know, Ukraine by itself is not much of a tourist place for obvious reasons. Secondly, even though that is an American-based pub, you know, they just have the American flag there more than anything else. I don't think she was a plant because I stayed there for about an hour. You know, by the way, guys, beer in Ukraine is hella cheap. You know, I get non-alcoholic beer, cost me a little bit over $2, you know, a little bit. That's cheaper than Colombia. That's cheaper than freaking, what you may call it, Latvia. You know, so I'm telling you guys, Ukraine is hella cheap. And I've been told that Lviv is one of the most expensive cities in all of Ukraine. And even by Colombian standards, Ukraine is still hella cheap. So, going back to the point of this video. So, like I said, guys, I thought this 304 was a plant in there by the pub, you know, to get me to, like, buy drinks and shit like that. But after staying there for an hour, I realized that this girl was looking at me, you know? You know how somebody can look at you? Let's say the girl is standing that way, right? Let's say she's standing that way. I'm looking straight at you guys. You know, she'd be looking at me, you know, without me actually looking in her direction. So I'm like, okay, okay. She didn't talk. After I blew her off, she didn't talk to me for the rest of the night. But every now and then, I'd see her, like, looking at me. I remember I actually went out of the pub. I went out of the pub to see if I can make a phone call. Unfortunately, we didn't, you know, T-Mobile Wi-Fi wasn't working or wasn't available, so I had to go back in. But I remember when I went out of the bar, she, like, looked at me to see if I'm actually going to be leaving. Needless to say, I came back into the bar, you know? So, like, half an hour later, guys, I got up, you know, I was done with my beer. And look, I ain't gonna stay there for a freaking 304, okay, guys? Now, I'm not gonna, you know, try to reignite anything with her. So, what I do is that, so keep in mind, she's sitting, like, two seats away from me, like, fucking 4 feet away from me, right? And the bartender, he's right there. So I go up to the bartender, you know, like, hey man, great pub, dude, what's your name? He's like, Daniel. And I'm like, Daniel, it's so good to meet you, bro. And her friend, who's kind of chubby, was hanging out, like, with her. And she was kind of blocking my way, you know. I couldn't get to the exit because her fat friend was blocking the way. So I go up to her fat friend. I'm like, hey, I want to get around you, you know. I want to get the hell out of here. So her friend was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's cool. You know, they speak English. So the friend was like, have a good day. And I'm like, have a good day to the friend. And I took notice that the hot Ukrainian chick that, you know, I thought was a plant, you know, she would lower her gaze. So when I was, like, you know, talking to the friend, even though it was a, you know, not even a full 1 or 2 seconds, you know, she was like, you know, let me get into more of a lighted area so you guys can see. So she was, like, keeping her eyes down like this, you know, while I was talking to her friend for, like, 2 seconds. So, looking back at it, guys, I don't think she was a plant. And at the same time, guys, she was your typical bar fly, right? She was, like, flirting with every dude in there, mainly the bar people. She was flirting with them, you know, the regulars, the bar people. You know, one of the bar guys who was working there, you know, he was a chubby dude. You can tell that he really wanted her. The way he was looking at her when she was talking to him, you can tell that guy wanted her bad. And, you know, she knew it, you know. So, you know, unfortunately for me, you know, coming from America, where our mentality is, you know, unless you're Chad, a woman is gonna probably do something evil to you. So, you know, you guys remember on my second day in Latvia, I was walking down Riga, just like I'm walking down here, and some blue-eyed blonde hottie comes out to me, and she's like, hey, you know, she was like, you know, I thought you were somebody else. I was like, well, hopefully you find that somebody else, you know. That was her way of saying, hey, dude, I want your dick in my pussy, you know. So the thing that I wanted to get across to you guys out there watching this video is that game doesn't matter. None of this, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, walking around town grabbing your junk, you know. Look, man, if a girl wants her dick in her pussy, she's gonna make it very well known, okay, guys? You don't have to do anything, you dude. I've said this before and I've said this again, okay? It takes 8 seconds. That's all a whore needs to find out if she wants you on top of her or not. 8 seconds. That's number one. Number two, well, actually, number one, you don't have to do anything. Number two, it's 8 seconds. Number three is that, damn it, I'm going down. Oh, well, might as well keep on going. Number three is that, okay, number one, you don't have to do anything. Number two, it takes 8 seconds for her to realize if she wants you or not. And what is number three? Oh, well, I forgot. But the point here is that you really don't have to do anything. If a woman desires you guys, you don't have to do anything other than just exist. That's all that matters. And this is what I want every guy out here watching this video to ultimately get across, okay? This is what I want everybody watching this video to understand, okay? You guys don't have to do anything to get pussy, you know? I want every guy here to genuinely, if you're gonna go with a girl, I want every guy here to genuinely be with a girl that lusts for him. Because something I took notice here in Ukraine, because they have a male shortage for obvious reasons, is that a lot of hot Ukrainian women, they're going out with incels, pretty much, you know? Is she genuinely attracted to the incel? No. But he probably has money, and he's probably the best she can do for now. See, I don't want, if a girl does not lust for you, then you're nothing more than a beta bucks deluxe to some hoe, okay? I don't want anybody here watching this video to be a beta bucks deluxe. If you're gonna be with a girl, I want her to lust after you, okay, guys? So that's really what I'm trying to get at. Okay, my cafe is still open. It's right behind me, okay, guys? I got some work to do on MGTOW. On MGTOW, well, not MGTOW TV, but the experimenter, the demo website for what MGTOW TV would, you know, God willing, eventually be. A lot of good news about live streaming and the comment section. I know some of you guys have been complaining about the comment section being kind of slow and shit like that. Think we're gonna finally take care of it. But look at these guys, look at these. They come out at night, you know. They come out at night. Speaking of looks, okay? Looks are very important, by the way, you know? If you haven't picked up on that, I actually emailed I texted my doctor back in Merida. He's waiting for me, baby. He's waiting for me to go there and do some more looks, Max. And, you know, that way when we come back here to Ukraine, you know, we can get even more hotter, younger chicks. Anyway, guys, that's the video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.